From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Hundreds of people continue to flee Mosul as fighting goes deeper into the packed old city of Iraq's second largest city. As Iraqi troops liberate neighborhoods, residents come out to their shelters. Zaina Sadullah Mohammed says they were begging to eat and they were collecting food that was thrown away by others. While IS was giving them some food, it was barely enough. Tens of thousands of people are still in the areas of Mosul controlled by Islamic State Group, according to estimates by the United Nations. The mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, says a nightclub where 28 people were injured when gunfire erupted will be shut down. Mayor Mark Stadola made the announcement during a news conference on Saturday. The 11-second melee sent clubgoers streaming and scrambling for cover. All the victims are expected to survive the shooting at the Power Lounge. Police believe the gunfire erupted amid a dispute among clubgoers that multiple people fired shots. 25 individuals suffered gunshot wounds and three others had unrelated injuries. Mexican authorities said at least 19 people died in clashes between armed men and security forces in the gang-plagued northwestern state of Sinaloa, where violence has spiked dramatically following the capture and extradition of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. A statement from the state prosecutor's office said Friday's violence was touched off by an initial shooting involving rival gangs of gunmen in the town of Villa Union, about 24 kilometers southeast of the beach resort of Mazatlan. Two people are reported to have been killed. This is VOA News.